technicalities of this. Yes, voice is good, modulation is good, but how can you play along with it is something that I always wanted to learn. So I took a training and for 4 months where I learned the technicalities of it. And then I launched this Instagram channel, and I was always looking to do something in this field because I think this is where I belong. So as you rightly said, yes, I was blessed with this voice, but what I always thought is to understand the technicalities, because whatever I did in the past, maybe it was acting in school or microbiology, which I did in college, I always thought that, yes, you will have some practical knowledge, but theoretical knowledge, but you should also have a practical knowledge of it to understand how this thing is done. So one of my acting teachers used to tell me that a dialogue can be said in 10 different ways, right? It's how you express it and what are the emotions behind it. So I used to always think that same thing, and I thought that let's apply a technical aspect to this blessing that I have. And that's when I started searching for voice trainings, voice acting and everything. So initially, I did some desk research where I found on YouTube that how you can modulate your voice more, how to use it in a very well-polished way. So for me, earlier, voice acting was not a word for me. It was always dubbing that I used to understand. And for me, dubbing was always mimicry. I always associated that with mimicry. But when I got into this training and everything, I found out that voice acting or dubbing is not equal to mimicry. You don't need to just mimic someone, some personality and do it. So that was a great relief for me because I'm not good at mimicry. I know that since good amount of time. So then I thought, what is actually voice acting? And then I understood that it's a bit more difficult than actual acting, because in actual acting, there's a camera on your face and your expressions, your facial expressions are captured, right? But in voice acting, there is no camera. Your voice has to depict that emotions so that the listener should understand just from your voice the person is going through fear or excitement or scare or whatever it is. So it was more challenging. So that is what I learned when I started this training. Then, yes, when I still remember this one.